day, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Labor Day is traditionally a slow news day, but the Washington Post broke a big story Monday, reporting that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy reimbursed employees for political contributions. The report says that former employees at DeJoy's previous private company, New Breed Logistics, said they were urged to make donations to Republican candidates, then they were later reimbursed with bonuses. Such an arrangement, in case you are wondering, is illegal. But last month, while testifying August 24th before the House Oversight Committee, DeJoy said that he did no such thing. In fact, he was quite indignant at the suggestion.
Well, Mr. DeJoy, as a mega donor for the Trump campaign, you were picked along with Michael Cohen and Elliot Broidy, two men who have already pled guilty to felonies, to be the three deputy finance chairmen of the Republican National Committee. Did you pay back several of your top executives for contributing to Trump's campaign by bonusing or rewarding them?
That's an outrageous claim, sir, and I resent it.
I'm just asking a question.
The answer is no.
So you did not bonus or reward any of your executives?
No.
Or anyone that you solicited for a contribution to the Trump campaign?
No, sir.
Not in whole or in part?
During the Trump campaign, I wasn't even working at my company anymore.
Well, we want to make sure that campaign contributions are legal, so all your campaign
contributions are legal. I'm fully aware of legal campaign contributions.
Well, what if you're...
And I resent the assertion, sir. What are you accusing me of?
Well, I'm asking a question.
Perhaps the man doth protest too much. Carolyn Maloney, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, said in a statement late Monday that the committee will now investigate. She also urged the Board of Governors of the Postal Service to suspend DeJoy, saying, quote, they never should have hired him in the first place, and added that he faces criminal exposure, not only if the allegations are correct, but also for, quote, lying to our committee under oath. The Postal Service hasn't responded. Labor Day also traditionally marks the unofficial end of summer, such as it was, so lawmakers now begin returning to Capitol Hill for a short session before the November election. Senators return Tuesday, followed by House members next week. Talks between Democrats and the White House stalled last month, and Democrats and Republicans remain very far apart on how much to spend in such a package. House Democrats passed the HEROES Act back in May, a $3 trillion-plus relief package, but Republicans have sat on it and done nothing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has since said Democrats would accept a $2.2 trillion package. Trump said Sunday that Democrats, quote, don't want to make a deal because they think that if the country does as badly as possible, that's good for the Democrats. Trump said he was taking the high road by refusing to meet with the Democrats. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. But on Tuesday morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he would force a vote on a new Republican plan as soon as this week. The Republican bill is expected to include federal unemployment benefit, another round of funding for the Payroll Protection Program, PPP, more money for testing and schools, and a Republican priority, liability protections from lawsuits related to the virus. Of course they are. Instead of the $3 trillion deal the Democrats passed, this one would cost around $500 billion. Donald Trump on Monday also responded to the charges detailed in a recent article in The Atlantic, denying the heinous comments he's accused of making about people who enlist, get hurt, captured, or killed while serving their country in the military. In his so-called press conference Monday, Trump accused U.S. military leaders of pushing wars to increase profits for the defense industry. Projection much?
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight war so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
This attack came after news reports that Trump had described fallen service members as losers and suckers, which, of course, Donald Trump denies. Former Vice President Joe Biden told union members on Monday that referring to U.S. soldiers in those terms was, quote, downright un-American. Doctors in Berlin said on Monday that they had pulled Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny out of a medically induced coma. His doctor said he was responsive as he continued treatment for his poisoning with a military-grade nerve agent, although his long-term prognosis is not yet clear. The doctors treating him issued a statement that reads, quote, "It remains too early to gauge the potential long-term effects of his severe poisoning." Navalny was thrown to Germany on August 22nd after briefly being treated in Russia after he got sick on this flight from Siberia to Moscow. German specialists said he had been poisoned with a substance in the Novichok family of toxins that was developed by the Soviet Union, and similar nerve agents were used to poison another Kremlin opponent, former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, who was poisoned in the UK along with his daughter in March of 2018. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.